The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the opportunity that we have to open your word. Thank you for the blessing of being able to be in your word in a free country. Father, we thank you for moving your servant out of the way, that is me, that you may have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. And for those of us, Father, who need conviction, I pray you will convict us. And for those of us who need comfort, I pray you will comfort us. We thank you in your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name that you will change us in every area you want us to change and strengthen us in areas you want to strengthen us. But this is your word. This is the third miracle that takes place in the Gospel of John. Thus, Lord, there's a lot you want to tell us. And Jesus, we thank you in your most holy, precious, victorious name. We all say,
praise God.
If you heard an amen, you know they're visiting. Verse 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, Jesus had moved and was on the way coming out of Samaria in chapter 4. There's a feast in Jerusalem, so Jesus heads that way. Verse 2, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then got in there first after the troubling of the water stepped in and was made well of whatever disease he had. We need one of those pools today. Have an amen, somebody. Now, the last section of verse 3 and all of verse 4, there is a controversy about. They say in many of the earlier manuscripts, the last statement of the water being troubled and all of verse 4 about the angel troubling the water was not in those earlier manuscripts. They said that it was added later. That's okay for me, with me. If it was added later, that means it was added. Can I have an amen from somebody? And I know that God has a sense of humor. He made us. But it wouldn't be good for me to have Leo back in the day around that pool with all those people hanging around. Wait for the water to be troubled. Because you know me. I would have been walking through, you know, just enjoying myself, pick up a rock. Bloop. People would have been, oh, that's a sick mind right there. Can I have it? Amen. Come on. You can see it. Well, how about running through and go, cannonball? You guys ever seen that pool? If you've been to Israel, you can see the pool is right outside of St. Mary's. They said, I was reading in the commentary, and they said it was in the northeast part of the city. But we went down below the sheep gate and walked into to see the pools. Five porches. It is huge. Not a small place. It's huge. And I thought it was in the southeast corner of the city, down by and south of the place where the temple was built, closer to south of the Mosque of Omar. So, you know, that's why you always have to study. Just because somebody says something don't mean it's true. Now, if they start the city way south, that goes into the graveyard where Schindler is buried, it may be northeast, but I don't think so. Can I have an amen? Now, that pool was that big with five different porches, and man, some of it you had to really go down into, and if it was filled up, if you went in there, you could drown. That's how deep it was. So understanding that, let's understand what's going on that day, because I got a question for you. How many sick people was around that pool as big as it was? Now, if you take all the property that this school sits on, you can basically see how big those five porches were. Now, you tell me, how many sick people do you think could gather around there waiting for the water to be troubled? My. What a Jesus time it is. Verse 5. And a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. How long?
38 years.
How bad is it to be sick for 38 years? I think I've been sick, 12 years now? Cancer 12 years? 38. Wow. I need a pool. And a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there for such a long time, he said unto him, "Will thou be made well?" The impotent man answered, saying, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled." Now, I don't know about the manuscript. Verse 4, lateral part of verse 3. I don't know when they added that in there, but I do know this. The man said he was laying there waiting for the water to be troubled. Now, is it he was fooled and all the people around the pool was fooled? Or was it the fact that somehow it had gotten out that, man, if you was the first one in that pool when it was troubled by an angel, you would be healed? I don't have anyone. No man, sir. When the water is troubled, he called Jesus, sir. And that's the first step that you and I got to move towards, making sure that we walk through what the steps are to accept Jesus Christ. So I pray that some of you have already got past, sir, and some of you got past prophet. Some of you gotten past, he's a good man, but you have reached the truth that he is the healing Savior, Jesus Christ, come from God to heal everyone. And we're not talking about just physical healing, because some of the greatest healing in all the world, every Christian receives, and that's spiritual healing. I don't have anybody to put me in the water when there's trouble. Woo! But while I'm trying to get there, another gets there before me. There was no sensitivity at the pool. Well, brother, you've been sick for 38 years. I've been sick for 6 months. Come on, go before me. They are walking on my boy, trying to get in that pool. I don't have nobody to help me, because everyone that's probably going to help me gets in the pool first themselves. Is that a church right there? Doop, 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 doop. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up that bed, and I want you to walk." Now, if you've been impotent in a bed for 38 years. How weak are you? Anybody? How weak are you? Is the word very mean anything to you? And the word weak mean anything to you? So how about very weak? I know. I got to get a stool just because of going through my treatments and stuff. I don't have enough strength in my legs to this day to get up in my truck. I got to use a stool to get up in my truck. I'm talking about weak. 38 years of atrophy. Now, does anyone understand about biblical healing? It isn't that you got to learn how to walk again. Get up! I can't! Is that what he said? Well, why do we keep saying it when Jesus said do something? Bam! Ski. There's nothing in our lives that you can't handle that God says he's giving you the strength to make it through. I'm tired. Get up. Woo. I don't have anybody help me up. You guys remember when I had to help have people help me out the chair? Just get up and preach. Can't hear you, can't hear you. And that's not that many years. 38. Now Jesus didn't tell him just to get up and walk. He says, work. Pick up your bed. Carry it. Is Jesus pushy? Is Jesus exhibiting what it means to be healed spiritually? You don't have no 3 or 4 days, 4 or 5 months to get better. We got faith healers today. If you get better in 6 months, they take the credit. Yeah. And I prayed for him 4 years ago. He's better now. Praise God. Faith, faith, faith. What time is it? Man. I want you guys to know, this is just the ending of the sermon. Sermon started with communion. So I've been preaching for quite a while already. What do you think, Mark? Think he's sitting there and he's thinking, should I get up? Should I keep laying here? Do you think he felt strength in his legs and his arms and his body and his torso? And he knew he was healed. There was no doubt, bro. No doubt. He knew he was healed. Do-do-do. And immediately, if you're from England, and immediately, the man was made well and he took up his bed and not only took up his bed, not only stood up, but the boy started walking. But it was the Sabbath. Wrong day to get healed. Can I have an amen? If you want God to heal you, better not be on the Sabbath, Jack. The Sabbath was started in Genesis chapter 2. Started in Genesis 2 after Genesis 1 when he made everything that was made in 6 days. The 7th day he rested. That did not mean he did not do anything. It means he stopped creating because he was still holding everything together that was made for 6 days. We're going to talk about that in a couple of weeks when we come back to chapter 5. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So he started in Genesis 2. It became a law in Exodus chapter 20. Thou shalt keep the Sabbath holy. That was established in Exodus. By the time Jesus had gotten there, just on keeping the Sabbath holy, they had added 39 new laws on just that one law about the Sabbath. You see, Jesus never broke the law, because he was still under the law in the Old Testament when he walked. New Testament didn't start until after the resurrection and the Acts of the Apostles. So he did not go against the word of God. He went against man's traditions that was added to the word of God. He broke all of them. He didn't leave one of those out. You could not basically wear a necklace. Orthodox Jew would not even carry a false leg, an arm, on the Sabbath. They could do no work. They could only go about 30 miles or so from home. So what they started doing is they would get an artifact from the home, go 30 miles, sit it down on the ground, and go 30 more miles. And they couldn't carry anything on the Sabbath. Thus, we got chapter 5. I love this. Let me see if they're like us. Man, we got to get out of here, don't we? The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, hey, don't you know it's the Sabbath? It's not lawful you to carry your bed. Dude, he answered, said, I'm just being obedient. What do you mean you're being obedient? Well, the one that cured me told me to pick up the bed and to carry it. You were cured? My goodness. Tell us about being cured. Woo! This must be a great day in your life. Let's celebrate. Isn't that what the conversation went? I don't think so. You know what legalism will do? You know what legalism will do? Yeah, it'll blind you. It'll make you more righteous than everybody else. It will literally kill your freedom in Christ. It's all right to get healed every day except the Sabbath. And if you do get cured on the Sabbath, fake it to Monday. Sunday. What are you doing? Well, the one who cured me, he told me, since he cured me, I'm going to go with him. None of you have. I've been here for 38 years. Can I ask you a question? Is it okay? Man. You had to wait, man, to get the full scope of this miracle. We know hundreds, maybe a thousand or two is around that pool. And Jesus Christ walks up to heals only one. If Jesus' desire and God's wish was to heal everybody through faith. Why did he leave hundreds and probably thousands still at that pool, sick? And he didn't heal the guy that was laying there for 38 years because he had faith. He didn't have any faith. He said, man, I'm trying to get in the pool. And I don't have no one to put me in the pool. And it ain't my fault. I like to be healed. Can you imagine if Jesus walked up to you and you've been sick for 38 years? Would you like to be healed? Duh. What kind of question is that? Well, if you're going to be healed, if you're going to be saved, you got to believe in what I say. Get up and walk. Pick up your bed. Anyone in here can tell me why Jesus told him to pick up his bed? So we can get into trouble during the Sabbath. Jesus liked to cause trouble. Just like I did this morning when I came late. Because it was April Fool. He was calling me. Mark was calling me. I wouldn't even answer the phone. He was getting nervous because he thought he was going to have to preach today. And I walked in the back room and smiled. Let me tell you why Jesus told him to pick up his bed. Because when Jesus heals you and become a Christian, get rid of that which makes you lay back down in sin. Jesus says, get the bed up. He got no more reasons to lay down. I want you to walk for me now. Put that bed down. So Jesus went and looked for him as we close. Man, this is such good stuff to have to stop. Amen. So Jesus went looking for him. Guess where he found him? At the temple. Otherwise what we call the church. Anyone know why he went to the temple? Because for 38 years being sick, he couldn't go. Not because he couldn't walk there, because it wasn't right for you to come if you were sick because you were full of sin. We're going to get into that really big in chapter 11 and chapter 9. Scared you, Maria? What you say you can't hear in that ear anymore? Bam! Let's get the other ear. Turn your head. Found him in church. Told him who it was that healed him because he didn't know. Jesus disappeared in the crowd. He didn't know who healed him. Jesus finds him in church. You see, after you become a believer, you don't have to seek after Christ anymore. He finds you. And he says, I'm the one. I healed you. I'm the one that told you to carry that bed. And where did he go? Right back to his religious authority to tell him, the one that told me to walk, the one who told me it was okay to carry that bed, that's Jesus. As we close, I guess the best way I can figure this out and explain it to you is this way. What if you've been living next to a guy for 19 years? 19 years. Half of 38. And you come home and find this guy who's been in a wheelchair, housebound, can't go anywhere without anyone else, can't walk, very little strength, can't use his hands. And you come from church on Sunday afternoon. and you pull up in the parking lot, leaving the church, I should say, and you look over, and there's your neighbor out on the grass of the church with a lawnmower, cutting the grass. Now, first thing that goes through your mind is, they have lied to me for 19 years. Somebody tell, is that not what will go through us Christians' mind? We wouldn't think God has done, I can't believe he done lied to us. You know how much help we gave him? I want it back. The second thing we would think run through our mind is we'll get real legalistic and we'll go, you haven't been able to walk for 19 years. You out here cutting the grass? Get in church. We wouldn't be excited about him being cured. We'd be upset that he didn't follow our rules of what we had made to be righteous. Amen. Thank you for coming. Wow. Don't get legalistic and hold people to the standards that God doesn't. But don't get loose either, because God told him, you're forgiven, but don't go and sin no more. Because we love someone don't mean we love them through their sin to let them continue in it. Amen. Love to see you up front, those of you that are visiting. Want to say hello to you. Thank you for coming. But I want all of you to leave here with one thing in mind. Jesus is who we please, not one another. Amen. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.